Let's talk about the future of news.
I want you all to know that we are fighting the fake news.
The state of journalism today.
Telling both sides of a controversial story.
I think you must be unbiased.
It's honesty, fairness, truth.
That is our job. That is our job. That is our job. That is our job.
There you go. That's an elevator door opening, and you are welcome to the Iron Man in Stockholm podcast. My name is Philip O'Connor, and this week is a podcast with a little bit of a difference, right? It's Monday. It's the 21st of May, or 21st of June. It's my wedding anniversary, and I'm in Copenhagen to cover the Euro 2020 game between Denmark and Russia after all that's happened here. So I thought what we might do today is try to take you through the day. It's about lunchtime now, and I'm just heading off around town. I've got to go get a few things sorted out here, and once that's done, there's a whole bunch of people getting on that elevator there, so COVID is obviously over. There's people packed in there like sardines, so I'm going to try to take you through the day, and I'll bang all these sound files together a little bit later on, and we'll see if we can come up with a podcast out of it. I don't have the app now. So I'm in the city centre of Copenhagen now at Flyplads. You have to have a negative COVID test, or you have to have two doses of your vaccine, or you have to be able to show that you've had COVID. I have a thing here called a COVID passport, COVID pass, and you have to be able to show that if you're going in anywhere. So I got to get a test, because I think my test, the one that I have, the COVID passport I have, goes out at about 6, just after 6 o'clock this evening. And if for any reason I had to leave the Parken Stadium, then I wouldn't be able to get back in. I'd have to go and get another test. Now, there is a centre right beside the Parken Stadium, but there's no way I'm taking that risk. Hi there. I'm not a Danish resident, so you know the drill. It's, do you start with the day? 27th? 0671. Let me see. Yep, that's perfect. Thank you very much. So just head over this way. Thank you.
English
is probably best.
Oh, right. I'll try my best.
No
so
problem.
My name is Annie, and I'll be the one to do the nose test for you today.
Thank you.
Have you tried it before?
I have indeed, yeah.
You haven't? Yep. You have? Okay.
I have, yes.
So you know about the 2 to 4 centimeters in, yeah, and 4 seconds each nostril.
All the fun parts.
Yeah. All right. I'll just take off my gloves and then I'll be ready.
That's cool.
Isn't the easiest part?
Then the fun starts.
Yeah. I just want to blow your nose and away from me.
Yep.
There we go.
Would you like me to sit down?
Oh yeah, you're quite tall, so I think it will be easier for me.
How many tests do you do here every day?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many. Because, you know, it's just a 3-minute test, so we can take many people.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah. Oh, you're from Sweden.
Yeah, I live in Sweden, yeah.
What brings you to Denmark then?
The soccer. Euro 2020.
Oh, all right, so you have to see the game.
Yeah, it's a hard job, but somebody has to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Will you be watching this evening yourself?
I think so.
So we hope for a Danish victory, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. You too. Hi there.
Tack.
Tack.
Kan du huske, hvilket bås du var?
Shoe. Seven.
Seven?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Alrighty, that's it. Annie in number seven has done the test, and we have to wait between 30 and 60 minutes now to find out what happens. So in the 20 odd minutes that it took after the test, I've already got a response saying that the test is negative, so we're good to go. So I walked down from the testing centre to the City Hall, and I'm talking to you from inside the City Hall in Copenhagen, Rådhuspladsen, or Rådhus City Hall. Rådhuspladsen is the City Hall Square. And right now they have an exhibition on here featuring a whole bunch of jerseys. Needless to say, Denmark's victory in 1992 was well represented, and the place is full of people in various different Danish jerseys. Some of them original, some of them knockoffs, some of them through the years. And the first one, as you come in the right-hand side, is Gary Lineker's jersey from 1992 when Denmark drew 0-0 with him. Then after that you have one from Martin Dahlin, the Swedish striker, who I think scored the winner in, was it 2-1 or 1-0? I can't remember. It was at the Rosunda Stadium. 1-0 at the Rosunda Stadium. And there's a lovely picture there of Klaas Ingesson, who unfortunately has passed away. And then there was that famous game when Denmark, with nothing to lose, went ahead and beat France 2-1. And I'm looking at Eric Cantona's shirt here, which Kent Nielsen also got. Kent Nielsen was a great man to grab a shirt at the end of a game. Cantona wore 18 in that game for France, 1992. His international career is a chapter in itself. Then after that, they played the Dutch and they drew 2-2 before going through like an incredible penalty shootout. And the Danes won, obviously. I think it was Kim Kristoff who scored against Hans van Breukelen. And you have Frank Rijkaard's shirt here. He was wearing number 8 in that. And then, of course, there was a final, which Denmark incredibly, incredibly won 2-0. And the shirt of Thomas Dahl, number 10 at the time for Germany, is there. So it's it says Sweden 92 in German. So it's a beautiful little exhibition, and it's very restrained, and there's no glass cases or anything around these shirts. You know, you could touch Gary Lineker's shirt here, and it does say that there are alarms. I'd imagine that Gary Lineker would also most likely punch me in the face if I was to go pawing at his shirt there.
Who you're working for?
Yeah, my name is Adam Ekholm. I'm a journalist at the Ritzau Danish News Agency.
Ritzau Danish News Agency. Just give me a quick take on what you expect from the game here this evening.
Well, obviously, all Danes feel like this is a game that Denmark should definitely win. Also, coming from the last game against Belgium and the whole atmosphere that was in Parken, I think that's what we expect today as well.
Was that the best night you've ever had in Parken? I thought that was a special night.
Actually, I wasn't in Parken myself, I feel like everyone else was there, and they definitely felt, unless they were here in the 80s, that this was the best game.
One last question. Mikkel Dam scored. How good can this kid be?
I think he can be pretty good. He's the youngest player in the Danish squad, and he's already shown a lot. But obviously, the game on Thursday was his best game by far on the Danish national team. So he has to prove that he can keep his level for a match or two more, and then he'll be definitely one to watch.
And not get yellow cards for diving.
Yes, that's right. That's maybe a teaching point for sure.
That's great. Adam, enjoy the game. Thank you very much. So that was Adam from Ritzau. So for the last couple of hours, I've been having some dinner with a friend of mine from a Swedish newspaper. And now we're in the stadium. So I'm going to go and see if I can find some fans around here, because it'll be interesting to hear from a few of them. But Danish fans, I'm going to have to warn you, they tend to drink an awful lot of beer. You can hear me going through by the generators now where all the TV stuff is. They tend to drink a lot of beer, so you gotta be kind of careful about who you approach in these situations. I just recorded a little audio diary of the day when Denmark are playing against Russia. I just wanted to ask you about your feelings now, about 45 minutes before the game. This is the man.
We have a lot of beer to drink, so that's the only thing I'm thinking
that's
about.
That's a whole lot of beer you got right there.
Because he's fucking idiot. Apparently.
Okay, so how many beers have we got there? We got like six beers.
Bring it. We could bring it in the other two matches.
Yeah. But you're not allowed to bring it in today?
I don't think so.
So we're going to, like, 10 minutes, then we're
ready. But at least they're not the first beers we're drinking. That's, so, you know, I can tell. We're warmed up, so that's fine.
No, I have no idea why. That's. They do realize we're playing this game in Denmark, right?
Yeah,
that's all. Also, this is Dutch beer. Is this not offensive to you guys?
Yes, it is. It is.
So you come to the home of Carlsberg. And we won't even mention the name of the beer, right?
No.
But could I ask you very quickly? Were you guys here on Saturday? For the first game.
No, the second game.
Only the second. What was it like being here for Belgium? Let's talk about the positive things. What was it like being here for the Belgium
game? Amazing. The atmosphere was just like ecstatic. It was really. Yeah, I don't know how. I've been here for a lot of games, and it's, even though we're only 25,000, it was just amazing.
I think Kasper Schmeichel said it was like having 100,000 people here, and he wasn't wrong. This game, we got to win this game tonight for the Danes, okay?
Yes. Yep.
Do you think Denmark are going to go through?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes,
well,
okay, why?
I hope so, but we can do so much ourselves.
Better team than Russia.
Honestly, because we deserve to win both of the... Both the first games.
Exactly, yeah.
So we just need to actually score some goals.
We can only do so much. So, I mean, we still depend on another match.
Yeah.
So.
No.
We're going to do our part, but I'm hoping that
Belgium... We're the better team, and Belgium's the better team. I think...
In theory, it should happen, but yeah.
Do the footballing gods owe Denmark a victory tonight?
A little bit.
I
don't know about the gods, but UEFA does. So.
You can't count on those.
Can I just say something?
Yes, you go right ahead.
I hate UEFA Mafia.
I'm glad we got that out of the way. That's a comedy hell thing here.
Yeah.
What do you got? 10 minutes to drink all these beers?
No. It's going to take 10 minutes.
We've got some time.
Yeah, we're taking our time. We could probably do it too. Gentlemen, enjoy the game. Thanks very much for talking to me. Have a good one. One of the few times we're not playing copyrighted music up here. But it's 16 minutes away from kickoff. And the atmosphere in here, now they're doing the safety announcement, so it doesn't matter. But the atmosphere in here is generally fucking bonkers. There's not that many journalists here. The usual Danish contingent is here. Very, very few from Russia and very, very few Russian fans. And apparently the Russians have already been complaining that because the Danish fans whistle their team. So a news agency over there is after putting out a thing saying that they're behaving rudely. God love them. Probably the next thing you're going to hear from me will be the Danish national anthem, just to give you an idea of what the buzz here is going to be like.
Please remain standing for the national anthem of Denmark.
First minute here, and the Danish fans were singing "We are red, we are white," standing together side by side, and they've just conceded a corner. Russia had a fairly decent chance a couple of minutes ago. We've gone quiet here for the first time since we got in here, so let's see what this brings. Okay, so about 3 or 4 minutes ago, Mikkel Damsgaard gave Denmark the lead, and I completely forgot to actually record anything because it was just so fucking amazing and so loud in here, and I had to write stuff as well. So the Danes are a goal up, but that's not enough. So they need a second goal, and they need Finland. They actually need Finland to lose to Belgium, if I remember rightly, so they can take second place in the group. And if that happens, oh my God. referee's just blown a halftime whistle. It's 1-0 here to Denmark, but like I said a couple of minutes ago, that's not enough. There's still another goal to come, but this crowd have had to do with it. Denmark will find a way. Josip Poulsen has just scored the second goal of the game for the Danes. A bad back pass, he snapped it up in the middle there, and he just had to roll it home with his left foot for his time. He's now been taken off. Kasper Dolberg is in, but the Danes are very much depending on Belgium scoring a goal, and if they do, they can get the second place in the group. So what you just heard there was the crowd booing as Russia took a penalty. It's now 2-1 after Poulsen's goal. He hit it straight down the middle, and that was 2-1, and the Danes need to score again. I haven't been able to keep up with this game. Andreas Christensen fired an absolute fucking rocket after the penalty to make it 3-1, and obviously between the right stories and that kind of thing as well. And then Joachim Mahle just did what Joachim Mahle does, left back, right footed, came cutting across on a break and scored the fourth for Denmark. So right now they're in second place. They're actually in the knockout round and they have a free kick, and Mahle is standing in the place pretty much where Christian Eriksen went down from his cardiac arrest. The clock is at 87 minutes and this is just bananas. The atmosphere is incredible. They're into the knockout round. They will play Wales in Amsterdam if everything stays this way on June 26th. Stoppage time. Understand why UEFA or whoever is producing these games couldn't just fucking let the crowd have their moment. Kasper Juhlmann and the players go around a lap of honour. Juhlmann shaking his fist at the crowd, applauding. Players collecting flags. So that was it. It's the morning after the night before. I'm walking down Borgergade near Kongens Nytorv in Copenhagen, and there's a smell of beer and wee on the street, because about probably 6 or 7 hours ago the whole city went absolutely bananas celebrating that win against Russia that sees them into the knockout stage. It's the usual thing with these tournaments, once the group stage is over, that's it, you pack up and you go. So I'm walking along now with 3 bags towards the metro and heading back up to Stockholm on the train. So I'm trying to throw this together on the train. No idea how it's going to work out. I have no idea how much energy I have to edit it. But hopefully it'll be a little document just to give you an idea of what these days can be like. But I have to say, this day was absolutely exceptional. Have a great week wherever you are and enjoy the rest of the tournament.